Now I have some scripture reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends through all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
How many of you become anxious or worry and stress about things in life, like having sick kids and being able to pay your bills? I know I worry and stress over things all the time, like doing well in tests and projects in school and playing well in games. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, he tells us not to be anxious, and one of the ways he tells us how to handle it in our daily lives is to pray and give thanks to God. Paul tells us to rejoice always and give thanks to the Lord. Sometimes when I worry and stress, I get frustrated and angry if I can't perform how I want and know I can. In Philippians, Paul tells us, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer, and let your gentleness be known to everyone. So when we do have these stressors in our lives that make us angry and frustrated, God is saying to be gentle and calm, to let other people see you are doing these things in hopes that they will follow you and do them as well. We are asked to encourage each other to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. In our lives, sometimes it is hard to rejoice when we are experiencing tough times like the loss of a family member or maybe the loss of a job or your house, or maybe even just a big game. Paul explains that it doesn't matter the situation, we need to rejoice in what we have and what the Lord has given us and allowed us to keep. In Philippi, Paul told the Christians that no matter the circumstance, that they should rejoice, even though there was disagreement, annoyance, and persecution. He also told them their rejoicing should be uninterrupted and unbroken. This was also a theme in the apostle's life, shown in a letter to the Macedonian church that said, rejoice at all times. Also in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, where Paul says, he is grieving, but always glad. I feel like Paul is saying that true happiness comes from trusting the Lord, being gentle and calm, and rejoicing and being thankful for what God is doing in your life. And I want to leave you with a thought from the theologian David B. Burrell. The work of followers of Jesus is ever present and never done. It is of building a community of people who can sustain one another in the journey of faith, reminding each other of its goal, but even more the joy of attending the journey itself, no matter how arduous. Amen.